Hi everyone, this is Jack, the station manager here at Radio Laurier. What you're about to hear is an interview that I did with James Schultz, who is the Ontario Libertarian Party's candidate to be the MPP of the Waterloo Riding. And I wanted to come on and explain really quickly first why we only interviewed the one candidate. Now, we did reach out to all the candidates, most of them directly to their teams, but for some of them, we had to contact them either through their site or through their party's site. Out of all the candidates, we did not hear a reply from Peter Turkington of the Conservative Party, Clayton Moore of the Liberal Party, Chris Martin of the Ontario Party, or Peter House of the Electoral Reform Party. We did get in contact with Catherine Fife of the NDP's party, however, we were unable to find a time that worked for her for an interview. We did schedule an interview with Shafaza Esmail of the Green Party, however, something came up on her end and she ultimately had to cancel. We do understand it is a very busy time for these candidates, so it's not as easy for them to book an interview as they'd probably like. We were able to schedule and conduct an interview with Sue Jabiber of the New Blue Party, however, she was unhappy with how it turned out and as a result would not sign our release allowing us to stream it. Thank you everyone for your time. Please stay tuned to listen to me sit down with James Schultz of the Ontario Libertarian Party. Hello everyone, Jack from Radio Laurier here, and today I'm talking to James Schultz. James is the Libertarian Party's candidate to be the MPP here in Waterloo. How are you doing today, James?
I'm doing great. It's been interesting weather we've had lately. I've been out in the snow a good bit, and I'd love to join you in person, but I have come down with a little bit of a cold or something.
Oh, no worries. Hope you feel better soon. Okay. To get started, why don't you tell me sort of a bit about yourself, your background, and why you chose to run in this election?
Okay. So my background, I did run in 2014. I was still fresh out of high school kind of thing when I ran then. I've always been passionate about politics. I job shadowed city councilor in Mark Whaley when I was in eighth grade. And part of why I'm running again now is I've spent some time working in the construction industry. I've worked on both coasts. I spent some time out by the Bay of Fundy. And now I'm back in my hometown again. And I've never seen so much homelessness. The cost of rent, everything is so unaffordable now. And what a better time to run now when we actually need some change happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you mentioned that you ran back in 2014. I'm curious, what did you learn during that experience that you brought with you coming into this campaign?
Well, in 2014, running, needless to say, I wasn't as capable then. I have more experience working in construction. Any job, any site that I've been on, I am very much a natural leader. I relate well with people. I've solved and mediated issues on sites between different trades, and that's one of the things that we lack in Queen's Park today, is that the parties don't seem to be very wanting to work with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the Libertarian Party is a party that some people might be a bit unfamiliar with. Could you sort of describe the Libertarian Party to me and what their values are?
So generally speaking, the values are I prioritize individuals, personal freedoms and rights. If what I do causes no harm to others and does not infringe on their rights, then they should have the right to make their own pursuit of happiness. Overall, I would like to see more results in tax money going towards local governments. Municipalities and communities are what makes us strong and proud and free as Canadians. But so much of our tax revenue that is collected by the government goes to provincial and federal levels. And I really feel like our city, Waterloo particularly, does a very good job at taking care of people in our community. And I'd like to see the city be able to see more of the results of that revenue. If it's going to be collected, ultimately I'd like to see less income tax, but if the city is going to implement something, then that would at least help them with some of their funding issues.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And what do you feel is the biggest issue facing Waterloo right now? And if elected, how would you address it?
Well, realistically, the biggest issue is going to be the affordability, cost rent, some of the new buildings going up, apartments, you're paying $2,000 for rent. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing record numbers in the food banks and stuff right now. So, like, one thing that I'd like to implement, and like I've talked with some of the other candidates, and I see that the Liberal Party is talking about raising the income tax exemption level by 1,000 and something. I want to raise it significantly more than that. I don't feel like people should be being taxed on their income, period, when they're making less than the poverty amount to get by. Why are people who are struggling for rent and going to the food bank, barely being able to heat their homes, being taxed on their income? At least try to reduce that. Like, if elected, I would be potentially the first libertarian elected. But obviously, I'd have to mediate and work with the other parties. But I'd like to see more money in the pockets in our community and the individuals, and less in the pockets of the politicians in Toronto.
Yeah, and you kind of answered a little bit of my next question already, so you might end up kind of repeating some of your last answer. But yeah, Ontarians, I said that one of their biggest issues going into this election is homelessness. I'm curious, what is the Libertarian Party's sort of like plans to address homelessness, and what yours would be for Waterloo?
Okay, so for Waterloo, like I do believe in the goodness and kind-hearted nature of Canadians. Like, I don't know about you, but I grew up with that stereotype where we're gonna get st stuck in the lobby holding the door open for the other person when we're walking out of the Timmies, right? So I like generally, like, if we stop taxing people when they aren't able to afford to pay their rent already, to struggling to buy food, if we stop taxing Canadians to the point on their income tax, then that's more money in the hands of Canadians. I trust Canadians a lot more than I trust the government. I trust people to stop when they see a car on the side of the road and help each other out. And like that would, I really feel, be a good way to tackle the homelessness, not taxing people on their income, and it encourages more people to be involved in their community. One of the things with the Libertarian Party is the land. So we're proposing land patent act, more along the lines of homesteading. Like right now, people don't have the ability to even have the dream of actually owning their first home. People can't, don't qualify for a mortgage, but end up paying rent that's more expensive than that. People who have a plan should be given the ability to, like, we have so much open land in Canada and in Ontario. Let's take some of that crown land. Let's start developments more up north. Let's work with private and public partnerships to actually have put a plan in place and start giving Canadians land. Like, we have land, we have like native communities up north even. And like they're struggling for water, and they've been struggling for water for longer than I've been alive, and like clean drinking water access. And the easiest way to even address bringing that towards their communities would be to have some infrastructure and some development up there. Let's start redirecting the population off of the Southern Belt and start populating the rest of Ontario.
Yeah, and in sort of the discussion about homelessness and different solutions, one of the hotly debated topics are safe injection sites. Is there any room in your plan for safe injection sites?
Yes, absolutely. Like, as a libertarian, I am very much in favor of decriminalization, if not legalization of drugs, like entirely. Like, there's no reason why the government should be going after addicts, and there's no reason remotely why the government should ever penalize a doctor who's trying to help someone do something safely. Like, harm reduction is ultimately going to be the best approach towards dealing with addiction and homelessness in result of that. So like I'm not saying in any means to increase government funding, but like I'd be elected, I am completely in favor of safe injection sites being there. People need a safe place where they're going to be able to do things.
Yeah. Awesome. And so when I was looking at the Libertarian Party's platform, I see that they're talking about in healthcare and education, sort of adding in more competition, sort of increase availability. I'm
All
curious
right.
about as you do that, how do you ensure that quality standards are being sort of set and maintained?
Okay. No. All right. Sorry. Okay. So, ironically enough, my campaign manager here is a nurse of 12 years, has worked across the
Oh, wow.
country. Worked across the country, worked at Grand River for a long time. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Do you mind if I just get pass the phone over to her?
Absolutely, yeah, go for it.
Like with her experience, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not the most qualified to answer decisions on healthcare, but I don't think any of our politicians really are. And like, I'm actually consulting providers on this. So here you go.
Hi, thanks for taking this moment to chat with me today.
Of course.
My name's Stephanie. I've been a registered nurse for 12 years. I am helping just give James a little bit of background on what our healthcare and education needs are. Would you mind just reiterating that question one more time, please?
No worries. I found that just looking at the Libertarian Party's platform on their website, they talked about sort of adding in more competition into healthcare. I'm curious,
Yeah.
as you add in all this competition, how do you make sure that you're maintaining and setting high quality standards?
Well, an important part of that would be to get information and basically like customer satisfaction surveys back and to engage with the community to see if their needs are being met, if there's any areas where we could improve, things like that. So engaging the community and working with them on what our needs actually are is going to make a big difference on our ability to provide services that are actually important to our specific residents because the needs of the people in our community are not the same as needs of people in some of the other communities in Ontario.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much for that insight. Very
Thank
appreciate
you. I'll pass it back to James.
Yes. So to elaborate on that a little bit, more or less, we used to have a system in Ontario called LHINs. More or less, hospitals would appoint and be divvied out healthcare dollars towards the hospital. They would appoint someone who was knowledgeable and had experience at that hospital to d decide where the money would go to. Rather than politicians deciding how much money goes to one region, we need more consulting with the healthcare providers. Like evening, I know it's not my riding, but like St. Mary's and Grand River Hospital are both in Kitchener Centre. I am pretty sure if the money was given more directly to the hospital, and I'm pretty sure one of those hospitals would focus more in one means of treatment, and others would focus on the other one, and then we would diversify, but still be providing healthcare to everyone. It would help see improvement. And really, at the end of the day, every time money changes hands, when it's going through one level of bureaucracy, we're losing money. And how much money is being wasted on administrative costs? Like, I want to see real results with tax money. Like, taxes are necessary. Canadians pride ourselves on healthcare, education. But like, let's stop the bureaucracy, keep things focused locally, and encourage more of a sense of community. Something we can really be proud of.
Yeah, there's a lot of great insight there. Awesome. So before I kind of give you a final chance to make your case to the voters, I'm curious if there's anything else that you wanted to discuss that we didn't quite get to go over in the interview.
Well, a lot of people like tend to be dissatisfied. Like, we don't necessarily have the greatest voter turnout in our country, our province, in even municipal elections. And like now, with everything going on in the States more than ever, is a time that we should actually be voting for some kind of a change. You know, like we need to look at doing things alternatively. Like, as a libertarian, I strongly stand up for individual rights and freedoms. But at the same time, like our federal government, like how big is our country? Our provincial government, how big is our province? It's bigger than a lot of countries in the world. How well does our government really represent us when all of our politicians are stuck in Toronto for most of the year so they can do their votes? Look at what happened over COVID. Court cases, law firms, tech companies, a lot of businesses that were able to survive did things over Zoom calls. What are we doing right now? Why can't politicians air like stream their recorded policies over a Zoom call and actually stay in the community that they're supposed to represent? How much money will we save by removing those administrative costs?
Yes. Thank you for that. Well said. And finally, why should people vote for you?
Like, honestly, I'm real. I've lived in the province. I've lived in the city my whole life. I have been in other parts of the province, but I'm not going to be whipped by party leaders. If you vote for me, you like a lot of people are deciding on their vote based on they don't want this party to win, they don't want that party to win. like if I'm elected, I'm going to listen to people in the region. I'm going to communicate with them and represent them well. But I want to give more power back to the individual, more power back to the municipal levels of government so that we actually start to see tax money being used properly.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, James, and thank you for the insight as well, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us. Everyone, please remember to look into how you can vote. We're recording this on Friday, February 21st, so we're a little under a week away from the day itself. So look into your options in your local area and get out there and vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Jack. Early voting is already available right now. If anyone wants to come out and vote, feel free to message me, James Schultz, Libertarian. I have a public figure page on Facebook now. Like I'm running on a zero budget campaign, so I'm not running any ads.
Awesome. Thank you.